Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey. How's that? Did I say it right?
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Wooten.
Okay, the number one thing you need to remember, Wooten, speed. Speed is everything at Speedy Package Express.
Got it.
Wooten, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay, let me go where?
You're fired.
Fired?
I hate that recording. Nick was supposed to be here 15 minutes ago.
Want me to go outside and see if he's coming?
What good'll that do? Even if you see him, he'll still be late.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what does he think? The whole world will wait on him until he feels like making an appearance?
I think I'll go outside to see if he's coming.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Hi, Wooten. Be right back.
Hey, Connie.
Hi, Wooten. You can leave the mail on the counter. I should call Whit.
So, how are you today, Connie?
Not too good. I'm supposed to be at the Timothy Center, but Nick hasn't shown up yet to relieve me. Come on, Whit, answer the phone.
We're sorry, but the cellular customer you're calling is either unavailable or has traveled outside of the calling area.
I hate that recording.
Oh, yeah? Which one was it?
What?
Which recording was it? Because I don't mind the "we're sorry your call did not go through" one so much, but that one with "the number you're calling has been disconnected" is really lousy, because then you don't even know how to reach who you're calling. So which was it?
Which was it? You know, I'm going to have to close down the shop. There's nobody to work the counter, and I got to go.
I can do it.
Do what?
Watch the shop if you need me to.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, if the U.S. government can trust me to deliver the mail, then you shouldn't have a problem trusting me with the shop.
Well, it isn't that I don't trust you.
Then I'll stay, at least until Nick gets here anyway.
But don't you have mail to deliver?
Oh, don't worry about it. I got it covered.
Well, Nick should be here any minute. I guess you could fill in for a while. All right, you're in charge.
Cool.
Thanks for doing this, Wooten. I owe you one.
Oh, that's what friends are for.
Sorry, Alex.
There's still no sign of Nick.
That's okay. Wooten's in charge until he gets here. I gotta go. See ya.
Wooten?
Yeah?
You're in charge?
Yep.
Oh.
Is that too cool or what?
Totally!
You crank up the tunes and I'll start the first game of Hangman.
Okay, but I'm picking the topic.
Oh, fair enough.
Favorite cartoon characters.
You have just sealed your doom.
So you're saying that it was Power Boy's own fault he lost his superpowers?
That's right.
That can't be right. It was the Dark Invader who took the powers from him and held him captive.
Yeah, that happened in issue 72.
Actually, he lost his powers in issue 73, but it's a common mistake because it was a two-part story that began in issue 72.
So how was it Power Boy's fault then?
Well, Dr. Ichabodia warned him not to try the new power suit yet because the protective shield needed boosting, right?
Right.
Right, so it's his own fault. And you know what? This story actually teaches us a bit about the Christian life, if you think about it.
You need to go easier on the chocolate syrup there, Wooten. It's affecting your brain.
Well, you're just jealous because I have one. Let's see if I can use my own cerebral powers to explain. You know how in the Bible God warns us about certain things to avoid and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, we don't always listen. Sometimes things look too tempting and we go after them and we get hurt in the end. Then we try to blame others or even God for the trouble that we got into.
Okay.
See? I know what I'm talking about, huh? Now, who wants to see me make a chocolate milkshake in less than a minute without using my hands?
I do.
Okay, here goes. Alex, make me a milkshake and make it fast. Hey, hi, Whit.
Hello, Wooten. What are you doing? I mean, why are you... Where's Connie?
Oh, she had to be at the Timothy Center.
Okay, where's Nick?
Oh, don't know. Haven't heard a word from him. Hey, kiddo, that's U.S. mail you're wiping your mouth with. That's a federal offense, I think.
Oops, sorry.
The napkins are over there.
Well, I certainly appreciate you volunteering to help out. I guess it goes above and beyond the duties of a normal mailman.
Yep, so I guess it's good that I ain't normal.
You can say that again.
Mr. Rose?
Come in, Wooten.
Yeah, sorry to bother you and stuff, but I finished my mail route and I was going to check out, only I couldn't find my time card.
Mm-hmm. I've got it right here.
Oh, thanks. I was looking everywhere for it. Where'd you find it?
Actually, I didn't find it. I took it because I wanted to make sure I saw you before you went home.
Oh, that's nice. I miss talking to you, too. So, how have you been?
Well, not too good.
Oh, arthritis acting up again? Hey, have you been trying that cream stuff I got you?
My arthritis is just fine.
Oh, good. Then what's the problem? You know I'm always eager to help.
Well, that's the problem.
What is?
That you're always eager to help. Do you have any idea what time it is?
No, but if you let me punch out with my time card, I could show you.
It's 6 p.m.
Wow, shouldn't you be home for dinner?
Oh, yes, I should be home for dinner, but I'm not. I'm late because you're late.
Oh, I'm sure sorry, Mr. Rose. I had a small emergency that required a detour for a few hours. You see, Connie had to go down to...
That's enough! These detours of yours are interfering with your ability to perform your job. I mean, look at this. These are the detours you've taken in just the past month.
Wow, you kept a list?
On the 17th of this month, you were late because you were helping Mrs. Mashinsky mow her lawn.
Yeah, well, the thing
on the 22nd, you delayed your route in order to help Mr. Aiken wash dogs at his pet shop.
Yeah, but that was work-related.
How could that be work-related?
Well, Mr. Aiken sent out all those dog wash coupons to everybody in town, but it was for one day only, and he wasn't expecting such a huge turnout.
And how is that your fault?
I delivered the coupons.
Oh, Wooten, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay, let me go where?
You're fired.
Fired?
I hate to do it. I like you, but the rules are that once you get 3 written warnings on your 4th violation, you're out.
But Mr. Rose...
I'm sorry. Rules are rules.
Oh, well, that's okay, Mr. Rose. Do you still want me to come over and work on your car?
I think it'd be best if you forgot about that. I can work on my car myself. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Take care.
Yeah, okay then. I'll be seeing you around, I guess. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Wow, look at these receipts. Wooten sure had a lot of sales yesterday.
Yeah, the place was full when I got here. And the way the kids were surrounding him, you'd have thought he was giving away free toys.
Oh, speaking of toys, look what I got for Wooten as a thank you for covering for us.
Oh, what is that?
It's the latest Smiley Meal toy from Burger World. He collects them. This one just came out today.
He collects Smiley Meal toys?
Yeah, any kind of toy.
Huh.
Hi there, Mr. Whitaker. I've got your mail for you.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Oh, is Wooten off today?
Didn't you hear? Wooten got fired.
Fired?
Yeah, I guess he had a tendency to get sidetracked from his route, and the boss had enough of it, so he fired him.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's a shame. He was a good guy. Well, I better get back on the road. See ya.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Ed.
This is all my fault. I'm the one who asked him to stay.
Well, maybe I could talk to his boss and explain the situation.
Oh, could you? I feel so bad.
I'll be back later.